Good. So, the Song of Solomon, the fourth song, which is chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, the bride's search for her beloved. And this takes place in the city rather than in the garden in the last song. So, if we read the first two verses, by night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. All she can do is think about him, and I sought him, but I found him not. I will arise now and go about the city in the streets, and in the broad ways I will seek him, him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. So this is the spirit of the bride. This is the way we should be. You might like to come to Psalm 130. This is us. This is our attitude. We think upon him in the night. We look for him, but it has to be in the word of God at this stage. But Psalm 130 and verse 5, Psalm 130 verse 5, I wait for Yahweh, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for Yahweh more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. And I hope that as we go through the Song of Solomon, we will be developing in our hearts this desire to see the Lord and to search for him. So she's quite restless through the Gentile night. She searches for her beloved. The thing is that absence doesn't break her love. This is a case where absence makes the heart grow fonder. For one thing, she'd got his letter. What letter was that? The book of Revelation. That's his letter. That's the Lord's last letter to his bride. That's why it puzzles me that some people aren't interested in Revelation. It's the last letter to his bride. Can you imagine when we come before him and he said, did you read my letter? And you say, oh no, I couldn't be bothered. I'm sure that would go down really well. So Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And she's hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Or the 2nd of Timothy chapter 4 verse 8, they that love his appearing. There's another passage there, we won't turn to it, you might like to note it, Jeremiah 29 verse 13 and 14. So what we find here, she seeks him. And you'll notice now, it's in the verse 2 of chapter 3, it's in the streets and in the broad ways. These are the streets of Christianity. The broad way. Well, that won't get us far, will it? That's Rome and Europe. Actually, the city, by edict, Rome was made... The whole of the Roman Empire became part of the city. The Broadway, which is spoken of particularly in the Apocalypse, of France, where so much persecution took place. And what it says here, I sought him, but I found him not. The Broadway, yes, which leads to destruction, literally it's the marketplaces here. And I might mention Isaiah 26, needn't turn to it, Isaiah 26 verse 8 and 9. Isaiah 26 verse 8 and 9. With my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my spirit within me, I will seek thee early. The Broadway, literally marketplaces. In other words, where you buy and sell immortal souls, etc., you know. So, if we come to Isaiah chapter 26, in Isaiah chapter 26 verse 8, Isaiah 26 verse 8, yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Yahweh, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name, and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. So, you know, as with the apocalypse, the figures of speech which are used are all there in the prophets and other parts of Scripture. So this is our desire. Now, we can only get that desire if we develop a spiritual mind in reading the Word of God. So coming back again to Solomon, King Solomon's Song, chapter 3 and verse 3 now. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, "Saw ye him whom my soul loveth?" It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him, would not let him go, until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. Know the watchmen of the city, what would they know? The merchant clerics have not seen him. We've got to pass from the church to find him. He's only to be found in the Word of God. Look at chapter 5 here and verse 7. In chapter 5 and verse 7, the watchmen that went about the city found me. They smote me. They wounded me. The keepers of the walls took my way, my veil from me. Initially, the watchmen didn't know where her Lord was. But later, you find the watchmen, the churches, become persecutors and try to take away her veil, her covering for sin in Jesus Christ. So we seek him, and we seek him now by not only by the Word of God, but by the signs of the times which herald his coming. She says, "Him whom my soul loveth," at the end of verse 3. That phrase is repeated 4 times here. It's interesting, look. It's in verse 1, "him whom my soul loveth." It's in verse 2, "him whom my soul loveth." It's in verse 3, "him whom my soul loveth." It's in verse 4, "him whom my soul loveth." This is what is consuming her mind. It's everything to her. 4 times in 4 verses. So we think of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, "Love with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might." Everything else in life is subordinate to her love. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, Christ said, Matthew 7, verse 7, Christ said, "Seek, and ye shall find." So in her seeking, this is what we should be doing. Seek, and ye shall find. She wants to bring him into her mother's house. In verse 4, what's the mother house? What's the mother's house? It's Jerusalem. Galatians 4, verse 26, Jerusalem is the mother of us all. Galatians 4, 26. Let's come to Psalm 87. Psalm 87. We used to be so familiar. We used to talk about this passage quite often. This is before I came to Australia in England. So I'm sure you'll know the passage. Psalm 87 and verse 5. Psalm 87 verse 5. "And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her." Born in